The Electoral Commission has announced plans to formulate new regulations to govern district-level elections. The new regulations will be laid before Parliament for approval. This was the outcome of the crucial meeting held by officials of the Electoral Commission on the Supreme Court ruling, which declared the conduct of the district-level elections, which was supposed to have come off today, unconstitutional. The Public Affairs Director of the EC, Christian Owusu-Pari, in an interview with Radio Ghana, said the EC will immediately start work on the formulation of the regulations.
The Commission has decided to comply with the ruling. And let me say that the Supreme Court did not just say that the nominations that we took on the 20th and 21st were unconstitutional, and so we have to reopen nominations. It also said that the Public Elections Regulation CI-75 that we have been relying on to run all public elections refer or apply only to the presidential and parliamentary elections and does not apply to the district level elections. So we will need to come with some regulations that will govern the district level elections. So the commission today decided that we will need to formulate new regulations to govern the district level elections. And so in the coming days, we'll start the processes of putting together regulations that will govern the district level elections. When we are done with the drafting of the regulations, we'll lay it before Parliament and wait for the mandatory 21 sittings before it becomes law. And then we will commence the preparations for the district level elections.
On calls for EC to be charged with causing financial loss to the state and to candidates who have spent money to organize their campaigns, Mr. Owusu-Pari said the EC cannot take the blame for causing financial loss. He explained the stance of the EC.
Mr. Owusu-Pari, we have people accusing the EC of causing financial loss to the state and also to the candidate, especially when they have gone on campaigning to get people to vote for them. Do you see this as a reason for them to take you on?
No, I don't think that anybody deliberately acted in a manner that will cause any loss to the nation. Indeed, when we laid EI-85 before Parliament, we had preliminary discussion with them, and that is all we'll do at any time that we have to lay an instrument. Discuss with them, and they give us an idea as to when the instrument is going to mature. And this time they indicated that the instrument would mature by the 19th of December. On the basis of that, the commission drew up its program and indicated through public statement that we were taking nominations on the 20th and 21st. They were going to sit on Mondays and Saturdays, even though normally Parliament will not sit on those days, just to make up the 21 mandatory sittings before the instrument matured. So if anything happened in Parliament that made it impossible for them to sit either on Monday or Saturday, and so the instrument could not mature by the 19th, one would have expected that probably somebody should have prompted the commission. But unfortunately, we didn't have any such communication. Neither were we told that the instrument had been thrown out of Parliament. So the commission then was entitled to assume that the instrument matured on the 19th. And indeed, nobody raised objection until we had closed nomination on the 22nd. That was when we started hearing people raising issues about the time for receipt of nomination. So nobody deliberately acted in a manner to cause any financial loss. As for the issue of causing financial loss, I think that it's an issue for people who are well versed in the law that can interpret that particular provision of the law. But I disagree that we have deliberately caused financial loss to the state. We are all hoping that we would never come to this point.